speaking with Mercer County Athletic Director and Head Football Coach Andrew Hofer on a beautiful day to do some activities, and we may be getting a bit closer to doing that as Coach Hofer, the IHSA, releasing their return to play guidelines today. They've conversed with the Illinois Department of Public Health. We're getting closer, but I know there's still kind of some finishing touches locally that have to take place before we can get kids back at the school doing some strength and conditioning stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, I know everyone's antsy, and we're really excited to see our kids again. I think the kids are anxious to start getting back into some activity and being around their friends a little bit. But we want to do this the right way. We want to make sure, first and foremost, that everyone's safe and that we have the proper procedures. So we're working with we're going to be working with the local health department and our administration here to make sure that we're doing that and doing it in the right way.
And you're hopeful that maybe by Monday, you can get some approval and maybe sometime next week start getting back doing some things. Now, I know you can't get, as you read the plans, really it's not a team comprised thing where you can get, do football stuff or do basketball stuff. It's strength and conditioning, and I think groups of 10 or less, and I think maximum 3 hours per day per student athlete. But I guess, long story short, I know when I've talked to coaches in this area and throughout the state, it's like, please just give us something where the kids can see that there's some light here down the road, however far that may be, but just give us something. And I guess getting something gives the student athlete hope, gives the coach hope, gives the school district hope, I guess, long story short.
Sure, and I think it's hard to put a specific timeline on things. There's still a lot of variables, but, as quickly as we can do it in a safe manner, we want to be around our kids. I think that they're pretty anxious to get back, and speaking with a lot of them, and, that's been the biggest thing about this pandemic is that you're not around people as often, and, as humans, we're creatures meant to kind of be around each other and to communicate, and that's been a little bit more challenging, but we're thankful for some of the Zoom and FaceTime calls and things like that we've been able to do, and I know that we're very excited to get to be around our kids again and get to see them face to face.
Yeah, and I guess what the neat thing is, and I've talked to the AD since mid-March, it'll be nice, instead of canceling stuff, to actually schedule stuff. And I guess from an AD standpoint, there's a little tongue-in-cheek here, but you have to be excited about, man, finally, I get to schedule some stuff here maybe in the next few weeks.
Right. I mean, it's why you get into this profession. You enjoy being around the kids. You enjoy the athletics. And you put those in combination. It's a pretty beautiful thing. And, we're just excited to get back going, excited to kind of get a little bit more normalcy there. It's not completely normal, but it's a positive step in the right direction, and it gives us some light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully.
Yeah, amen. And I know as we progress here in the summer and got to get through the phases that the Restore Illinois plan shows, and you see what the Illinois State Board of Education released here this week regarding some summer school stuff. You get a little more hopeful. So I'm saying that there's going to be season in the fall. So I know your schedule will change a little bit because you had an open date from West Central going to eight-man football. Have you secured your ninth opponent on your schedule, and what week would that be?
Yep, we are going to Ottawa Marquette in week 5. So our schedule is full, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, there's going to be a week 5, and there's going to be a week 1, and there's going to be a week 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there'll be the playoffs. So it's nice to, hopefully, it's nice to at least talk about kids getting back to the return to play guidelines, strength and conditioning, and again, be looking from the Mercer County School District probably early next week for really the official plan. Coach Hofer, thanks for helping us out this Friday afternoon.
I appreciate it. Take care.
You're listening to WRMJ.